Because today is Madhvacharya's appearance day, as well as Ram Vijay Mahotsav. So I'm taking the liberty of talking about the significance of this occasion today in Radhadesh. Because we come in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Sampradaya we're talking about yesterday means disciplic succession or party coming from Krishna, ultimately from Krishna. And other sampradayas that come from Lakshmi, that's the Ramanuja Sampradaya. And the one Sampradaya comes from Lord Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya. One comes from the four Kumaras. Nimbaka Acharya was the main Acharya for that. So this way, it's important that we understand this point, how much we're indebted to Madhvacharya, who he was. It's a little bit about something about who he was. And he was also, his appearance day celebrated on this Ram Vijay Mahotsav. That means the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. Lord Rama's victory celebration. Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Million years ago, Ramachandra, an avatar of the Supreme Lord, lived on earth as an ideal king. It just says million years ago. It just says a million years ago. He ruled over his subjects fairly. This is from Manonatha Das, disciple of Prabhupada. He ruled over his subjects fairly, and peace and prosperity were enjoyed by all. In spite of this, one of his father's queens became envious of Lord Ram, and he was banished from his kingdom and sent to live in the forest for how many years? 14 days? 14 years. Ram's wife, Sita, and his brother Lakshman accompanied him into the woods. During this time, they had many adventures fighting demons who threatened the renunciates living in the forest. One particularly powerful demon, Ravana, kidnapped Sita and hid her on his private island, now known as Sri Lanka. He repeatedly tried to coerce Sita into becoming one of his wives. But Sita just scoffed at his threats and remained steadfast in her devotion to Ram. Meanwhile, Ram and Lakshman embarked on a perilous journey to rescue Sita. They enlisted the aid of the monkey and bear kingdoms, who helped build a bridge across the ocean to Ravana's demoniac realm. Once the brothers and their animal friends crossed the ocean, they engaged the Rakshasa demons in a fierce and desperate battle. Ram and Ravan struggled in a duel with arrows and powerful weapon mantras. For hours they exchanged blows, and thousands of arrows flew through the air. Ravana's powers of illusion made him appear undefeatable. And just as he was coming toward Rama for a final confrontation, Rama shot his mystical arrow straight through Ravan's heart. The king of demons fell to the earth and died with the dawn. it's a very important day, and to remember that we'll be victorious because we're on the side of Ram, or Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, Ram. It's called Sadbhuj, six-arm form of the Lord. Two hands with bow and arrow, two hands with flute, and two hands, one with Kamandalu and Danda, Sannyasi. So they are victorious. And so this day is very significant. And we can also hear about Madhvacharya, who was also very victorious in defeating the Mayavadis and in other ways also. So let's sing the song, Oh Hey Vaishnav Thakur, because we're not singing Jai Radha Madhava. Well, let's sing. So we don't have any song sheets, no? We pray to Madhvacharya for his mercy on us today. And because he's Vaishnav Thakur, we sing this song, Sisi Radha Gopinath Ki. We are depending on his mercy. So this song is praying for his mercy. Oh hey Vaishnav Thakur, Dayara Sagara, Edase Karuna Kori. Dia Padashaya, Shoda Hey Amaya, Tumara Charana Dori. Oh Vaishnav Thakur, O ocean of mercy, be merciful to me, your servant, and purify me by the shade of your lotus feet. Your feet I humbly hold. Tomara Charana Dori. Chaya Begadami, Chaya Dorsha Shori, Chaya Guna Deho Dasi, Chaya Satsanga Deha He Amare, Bosheshe Sangare Ashe. Controlling my six urges, so what are the six urges? They're mentioned in Upadeshamrita. Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udra Pasta Vegam, Yo Vegam Vishaheta Dira, Savam Apimam Prithivim Shasisya. So we all want to become gurus, then we have to be able to control these six urges: speech, the mind, anger, the tongue, the belly, and the genitals. Controlling my six urges and purifying me of the six faults. What are the six faults? Sadvidim, Achahara Prayasascha, Prajalpa Niyamagraha, Chanasangas Chalolium Cha, Sadvidi Pranashiti. These destroy our progress in devotional service. Achahara, overeating, or collecting more monetary funds than required. Achahara Praya, or endeavoring for material objectives. Achahara Prayasascha, Prajalpa, unnecessary talking about mundane affairs. Niyamagraha, or Niyamagraha, being too attached to or too neglectful of scriptural rules and regulations. Janasangas Chalolya Cha, associating with worldly minded person and lusting after mundane achievements. Then the six, give me the six kinds of, sorry. Oh, give me, and give me, and give your servant the six good qualities. What are the six good qualities? Loudly, loudly. Yes, good. Usan, enthusiasm, nischaya, confidence, dharyat, patience, tat kama, pravartana, the determination to perform activities favorable to devotional service, sangochagat, satovate, the resolution to abandon the association of non-devotees, sangochagat, satovate, and the discipline required to always follow in the footsteps of predecessor acharyas. Satovate means we should have an occupation which is very honest, clean living occupation. Give me the six kinds. Oh, give me the six kinds of holy association. What are they? Dadati pratigunati, guyamakiti prichati, punkte bojayate chaiva, sadvidim pratilakshanam. Six kinds of holy association. Are giving and receiving gifts, revealing one's inner thoughts, and posing confidential questions concerning devotional service, and accepting and offering spiritual food. So this verse is nice. We are praying to O Vaishnav Thakur Madhvacharya today. Controlling my six urges and purifying me of the six faults, please give to your servant the six good qualities. Oh, give me the six kinds of holy association. I have sat down here in the hope, I've sat down here in Radhadesh in the hope of having your company. So Madhvacharya should appear as we hear about him, at least in his sound form. 3. Ekaki amara nahi paye bala harinam sankirtane. Alone, ekaki, I find I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. Tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deho Krishna nam dane. I beg you therefore, O Madhvacharya, please be merciful and with a particle of faith give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna say to Amar, Krishna is yours. Krishna dite pari, you can give him to me. Tomara shakati ache, that is, such is your power. Ami tu kangal, I am just a dog. Ami tu kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dai tava pache pache. I am indeed wretched and simply run after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. Okay. Move this over a bit. No, I want to read the book also. I mean the mic. Move it my Oh hey Vaishnava Thakura Dayara Sagara Edase Karuna Kori. Oh hey Vaishnava Thakura Dayara Sagara Edase Karuna Kori. Diya Padashaya Shodaya Maya Diya Padashaya Tomara Charana Dori Tomara Sharana Gauri, Tomara Sharana Gauri. Chaya Bega Domi, Chaya Shashori, Chaya Guna Tehadase. Chaya Satsanga Dehai Male. Chaya Satsanga Boshachi Sangera Ashe Boshachi Sangera Ashe Ekaki Amara Nahi Pai Balo Harinam Sankirtane Ekaki Amara Nahi Pai Balo Harinam Sankirtane Tumi Kripa Kori Sadabindu Diya Tumi kripa kori sada bindu diya Deha Krishna naam dane Deha Krishna naam dane Deho Krishna Nam Dane Krishna se tumara Krishna dite paro Tumara shakati ache Ame to Ganga, Krishna Krishna Bole, Ame to Ganga. Ame to Ganga, Krishna Krishna Bole. Daitava Pache, Pache. Daitava pache, pache. Daitava pache, pache. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur Jaya Srimad Vacharya Vaishnav Thakur Srimad Vacharya Jaya Vaishnav Thakur Jaya Shri Madhvacharya Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Shri Madhvacharya Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Shri Madhvacharya ki Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki
Okay.
So, when Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India, he came to the place. He visited various places. Maybe you've been to some of them. But there's a place called Udupi. So who's been to Udupi? I've been to Udupi. You can go to the house of Madhvacharya there. Very nice. He was a very special person. He was the incarnation of the wind god, Vayu, similar to Hanuman. So, very powerful. I remember we went to the house of Madhvacharya, and it's a beautiful old South Indian house. There's a temple there. And there's a little mountain. It's about a kilometer away. It's like maybe 150 foot high, with some Devi temple, Durga temple on top. And it said that when Madhvacharya was a young boy, he used to go and play there. He used to hang around the Durga temple on top of the little hillock. And when his mother used to call him, and sometimes he used to jump all the way in one jump. So he was, you know, he wasn't ordinary mortal. It was very special. As his Leela confirms. So this is from Prabhupada's. There's a nice summary of Madhvacharya's life in the Samadhi's book, which was compiled by Mahanidhi Swami. But I thought I'd just go back to the... We can use some of this. We don't have much time. But our idea is that we remember Madhvacharya and we'll be able to get his mercy on this day because we belong to his party. Although Shri Madhavendra Puri was a member of his sampradaya, he was the first to exhibit this prema bhakti, in love of Madhurya Ras, love of the gopis and Krishna, feeling separation from Krishna, like the gopis. Madhavendra Puri exhibited these emotions. And then his disciple was Ishwara Puri. So Lord Chaitanya took initiation from a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, who was in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. So we'll hear more about. So we are followers of Madhvacharya through Madhavendra Puri and Ishwara Puri. So we'll just read the verse. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Madhvacharya Stani Ayala Yana Tattva Vadi Udupite Krishna Deki Tahan Haile Pramon Madi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at the place of Madhvacharya, where the philosophers known as Tattvavadis resided. He stayed there at a place known as Udupi, where he saw the deity of Lord Krishna and became mad with ecstasy. Please repeat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at the place of Madhvacharya, where the philosophers known as Tattvavadis resided. He stayed there at a place known as Udupi, where he saw the deity of Lord Krishna and became mad with ecstasy. Purple. Sri Padmadvacharya took his birth at Udupi, which is situated in the South Kannada district of southern India. He was the son of Madhya Gahabhata. He took birth in the year 1040 Shakabda, according to some, he was born in the year 1160 Shakabda. I don't know what date that is. 1238 AD. Wow. What was going on then in Europe? I don't know. In his childhood, Madhvacharya was known as Vasudeva, and there are some wonderful stories surrounding him. It is also said that his father piled up many debts, and Madhvacharya converted tamarind seeds into actual coins to pay them off. Very good son. When he was 5 years old, he was offered the sacred thread. One demon named Maniman lived near his abode in the form of a snake, and at the age of 5, Madhvacharya killed that snake with a toe of his left foot. When his mother was very disturbed, he would appear before her in one jump. He was a great scholar, even in childhood, and although his father did not agree, he accepted sannyas at the age of 12. After receiving sannyas from a tutor Preksha, he received the name Purna Pragyatirtha. After traveling all over India, he finally discussed scriptures with Vidyashankara, the exalted leader of Sringeri Math. Vidyashankara was actually diminished in the presence of Madhvacharya. Accompanied by Satchatirtha, Madhvacharya went to Badrik Ashram. It was there that he met Vyasadev and explained his commentary on Bhagavad Gita before him. Thus he became a great scholar by studying before Vyasadev. So you may wonder what happened after, you know, Brahma, Krishna spoke to Brahma, Brahma spoke to his son Narad, Narad spoke to Vyas, and then Madhvacharya. I mean, that's like, you know, a long, long time in sequential time, chronologically, thousands of years. So the Vyasadeva is said to be still existing in the Himalayas, maybe in a subtle form, I don't know. Maybe we haven't found him yet. But anyway, Madhvacharya went there. He's waiting for ISKCON to come. Oh, oh no, here they come. Anyway. So Madhvacharya managed to meet Srila Vyasadeva, and he checked with his commentary on Bhagavad Gita for him. And he got approval. Thus he became a great scholar by studying before Vyasadeva. By the time he came to the Ananda Math from Badrik Ashram, Madhvacharya had finished his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. His companion Satchatirtha wrote down the entire commentary. He had one disciple who had this Shruti, Yashruti Dar. He could hear once and remember everything. When Madhvacharya returned from Badrik Ashram, he went to Ganjama, which is on the bank of the river Godavari. He met there with two learned scholars named Shobhanabhata and Swami Shastri. Later, these scholars became known in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya as Padmanabha Tirtha and Narahari Tirtha. When he returned to Udupi, he would sometimes bathe in the ocean. This is a wonderful story now. On such an occasion, he composed one prayer in five chapters. Once, and this prayer also still exists. Once, while sitting beside the sea, engrossed in meditation upon Lord Sri Krishna, he saw that a large boat containing goods for Dwarka was in danger. He gave some signals by which the boat could approach the shore, and it was saved. The owners of the boat wanted to give him a present, and at that and the time Madhvacharya agreed to take some Gopi Chandan. Gopi Chandan is this clay from a special lake, Gopi Talak, in Nidwarka, where it's said that the cosmetics from the gopis was washed into the clay, or such a story. But this is sacred chandan. This is where we get our Gopi Chandan from, which we put on our body for all kinds of protection. And so being a Vaishnava, he said, "Give me a lump of chandan." He received a big lump of Gopi Chandan, and as it was being brought to him, it broke apart and revealed a large deity of Lord Krishna. Just imagine. The deity had a stick in one hand and a lump of food in the other. As soon as Madhvacharya received the deity of Krishna in this way, he composed a prayer. I believe that was the deity worshipped by Rukmini, Sri Radha Gopinath. So the story behind that deity. The deity was so heavy, as soon as Madhvacharya received the deity of Krishna in this way, he composed a prayer. The deity was so heavy that not even 30 people could raise it. Madhvacharya personally brought this deity to Udupi. Madhvacharya had 8 disciples, all of whom took sannyas from him and became directors of his 8 monasteries. Worship of the Lord Krishna deity is still going on at Udupi according to the plans Madhvacharya established. There's a succession. There's like 8 mutts. Each is run by a sannyasi, and there's some kind of disciplic succession within the sannyasis. And they each get a turn every 8 years to worship the deity. It revolves. How do you say? Rotation. It's a rotation system. So you get to worship the deity, and then next year you're out, and the other group comes in. It's quite a good system, actually. Yeah. Madhvacharya then, for the second time, visited Bhadrik Ashram. While he was passing through Maharashtra, the local king was digging a big lake for the public benefit. As Madhvacharya passed through that area with his disciples, he was also obliged to help in excavation. After some time, when Madhvacharya visited the king, he engaged the king in that work and departed with his disciples. Often in the province of Ganga Pradesh, there were fights between Hindus and Mohammedans. The Hindus were on one bank of the river and the Mohammedans on the other. Due to the community tension, no boat was available for crossing the river. The Mohammedan soldiers were always stopping passengers on the other side, but Madhvacharya did not care for these soldiers. He crossed the river anyway, and when he met the soldiers on the other side, he was brought before the king. The Mohammedan king was so pleased with him that he wanted to give him a kingdom and some money, but Madhvacharya refused. While walking on the road, he was attacked by some dacoits. That means, what you say here, thugs, muggers, anyway, bandits. But by his bodily strength, he killed them all. It was like Hercules. When his companion Satchatirtha was attacked by a tiger, Madhvacharya separated them by virtue of his great strength. When he met Vyasadev, he received from him the Shalagram Shila known as Ashtamurti. After this, he summarized the Mahabharata. I believe that Shalagram Shila must be still there in Udupi. Madhvacharya's devotion to the Lord and his erudite scholarship are known throughout India. Because of this, the owners of the Sringeri Mutt, established by Shankaracharya, became a little perturbed. At that time, the followers of Shankaracharya were afraid of Madhvacharya's rising power, and they began to tease Madhvacharya's disciples in many ways. The Advaitavad, the Mayavad philosophy, had been spread by Shankaracharya after Buddhism was the predominant religion, which is voidism. And then Shankaracharya, who is the incarnation of Lord Shiva, established that God did exist, but was impersonal. And that the idea was that liberation was to merge, become one with God. So Madhvacharya was a Vaishnava and was teaching, no, the Jiva, the living entity, is a chincha beda beda tattva, simultaneously one and different, one in quality, different in quantity. So we are teaching that we have eternally identity as living beings. God is the supreme living being, and we are subsidiary vibhinamsas. We are Krishna's svamsa, he's one, and one, we are vibhinamsa. There's a famous verse, Nicho Nichanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko Bahunam Vitadati Kaman. Amongst all living beings, Nichas, who are eternal, there is one who is maintaining all of them. That's Krishna, oh God. So Madhvacharya was preaching heavy that the Advaitavad philosophy, that's all is one, everything is illusion. Matapat, tatapat, Jagat Mithya, Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Spirit is the ultimate truth, is truth, and the material world is all false. This is not our philosophy. We say everything's the energy of Krishna, so it can't be false. But some of it is temporary, like this material world, external energy of Krishna. So this is a different version of the same philosophy that Lord Chaitanya, he taught us. But Madhvacharya is basically saying the same thing. At that time, the followers of Shankaracharya were afraid of Madhvacharya's rising power, and they began to tease Madhvacharya's disciples in many ways. There was even an attempt to prove that the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya was not in line with Vedic principles. One person named Pundarik Puri, a follower of the Mayavad philosophy of Shankaracharya, came before Madhvacharya to discuss the Shastras. It is said that all of Madhvacharya's books were taken away, but later they were found with the help of King Jayasingha, the ruler of Kungla. In discussion, Pundarik Puri was defeated by Madhvacharya, because Madhvacharya could remember all the books anyway. A great personality named Trivikramacharya, who was a resident of Vishnu Mangal, became Madhvacharya's disciple, and he was soon later became Narayanacharya, the composer of Sri Madhva Vijaya. There's a whole book written about Madhvacharya called Madhva Vijaya. After that, you've probably got it in your library here, right? Madhva Vijaya? You've probably got it. After the death of Trivikramacharya, the younger brother of Narayanacharya took sannyas and later became known as Vishnu Tirtha. At that time, Prabhupada's put all the nectar in, which we might be interested in. At that time, it was reputed that there was no limit to the bodily strength of Purnapragya Madhvacharya. There was a person named Karanjadi, who was famed for his possessing the strength of 30 men. Madhvacharya placed the big toe of his foot upon the ground and asked the man to separate it from the ground. But the great strong man could not do so, even after great effort. He put his big toe on the ground. He said, okay, you're strong, you lift it. He couldn't. There's a story about Hanuman. He had a tail. It's in Mahabharata. And Bhima, right? Bhima, what's this monkey doing? Must kick this tail out of the way. He couldn't move the tail. So, Sri Madhvacharya passed from the material world at the age of 80 while writing a commentary on the Aitareya Upanishad. For further information about Madhvacharya, one should read Madhva Vijaya by Narayan Acharya. There's also some story, I don't know where I read it, maybe he ate 3,000 bananas in one sitting. Another occasion he ate 2,000 bananas, and that his fire of digestion was like, you know, a Bunsen burner. He could burn any amount of food that he ate. So we should definitely pray to Madhvacharya for good digestion. This is what we need. To be good devotees, we need good health, digestion, strength. Now, actually, I've finished now. I'm supposed to meet Vishnumurti now for more training in Vani Seva. So I'll just run through Madhvacharya's 9 teachings. 1. Bhagavan Sri Krishna alone is the supreme absolute truth, one without a second. 2. He is the object of knowledge in all the Vedas. 3. The universe is real, Satya. 4. The difference between Ishvara, God, Jiva, the soul, and matter are real, not just illusion. 5. Jiva souls are by nature the servants of the Supreme Lord Hari. 6. There are different categories of jivas, liberated and illusioned. 7. Liberation, moksha, means attaining the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. In other words, entering an internal relationship of service to the Supreme Lord. 8. Pure devotional service to Krishna is the only way to attain this liberation. And 9. The truth may be known by pratyaksha, direct perception, anuman, inference or logic, and shabda, spiritual sound or Vedic authority. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, just have a little kirtan. Prabhupada used to say, when Prabhupada used to get up from the Vyasasan, as he walked out, he would say, kirtan. He would ask them to do some kirtan before prasadam. So I think that's a good to do.